Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is October the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Mark, chapters 1 to 3. How can we become true disciples of Jesus? We read in Mark chapter 3 verses 13 to 15 like this. And he went on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. In the above passage, we see that Jesus chose 12 disciples to serve with him during his ministry and to provide leadership for his church after his ascension. Jesus had spent much time in prayer with God the Father before choosing his disciples, so his choices were in conformity to his Father. These 12 disciples were selected because the number 12 corresponds to the 12 tribes of Israel, as these disciples would be judging the tribes of Israel in the future. Jesus himself has so stated in this later, as we read in Matthew chapter 19 verse 28 like this. Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 disciples that Jesus appointed to be his followers came from different backgrounds, and there was nothing unique about these men except their connection with Jesus would catapult them into further greatness. As the select disciples of Jesus, these men were chosen to fulfill a particular set of mission on earth. In fact, there was a threefold purpose behind the call and mission of the 12 disciples. 1, that they might be with him. 2, that he might send them out to preach. And 3, that they may have the power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. So first, they had to be trained one-on-one by the master himself. They were to prepare in private before preaching in public. This gives us a basic principle of service. We must spend time with Jesus before we move out as his representatives. The purpose of the appointment is that they might spend time with him in order to learn from him and then go out into their world to extend his work. 2, they were commissioned to preach the advent of God's kingdom. They were to proclaim and preach the words of Jesus as missionary evangelists with the authority that Jesus would give them. This is the same authority that Jesus has given us as well, that we read in Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 19 like this. The words of Jesus: all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. 3, they were given supernatural power to heal and cast demons. Healing the sick and casting out demons were confirmations of the power that Jesus had bestowed to his disciples. This would further demonstrate the truth of their message of the kingdom of God that Jesus had proclaimed during his earthly ministry. In fact, signs, wonders, and miracles are the credentials of the true disciples of Jesus today. So the question is, how can we become true disciples of Jesus? Let us understand that discipleship is both relational and experiential. For the disciples of Jesus, they were required to be under the immediate supervision of Jesus, watching his behavior, hearing his words, interpreting his plans, and proclaiming his message to the world. They were to preach, saying what he had said and doing what he had done. As Jesus himself had stated in John chapter 14 verse 12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. As the true disciples of Jesus, we will still depend on him to carry out the earthly tasks of his kingdom. We can learn from him and then reach out to our community to be his mouthpiece in proclaiming the gospel, which will be confirmed through accompanying signs and wonders. This is exactly how Mark ends his gospel, as it describes the continuing work of the true disciples of Jesus that we read in Mark chapter 16 verse 20. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs.